Welcome back to the podcast. It's Bree
and Jenna,
and we have a fun episode today. We are going to be doing trivia questions. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not any sort of theme. We're actually going based off of the game called I Wish I Didn't Know, and this is by the creators of What Do You Meme, which is a fun game.
Yeah, that's a really fun game.
Yeah. So
this should be a slightly cringy.
Yeah. Maybe fun. Yeah, we might have to filter out some. Yeah. I don't know.
We've already come across a few that were not G-rated. Yeah, so
not family friendly for the pod. The tagline of this game is filthy trivia you'll never forget.
Wow.
So maybe I should have read that before I purchased the game. Okay. It's fine. Do we need to share anything, or do we want to jump right into the trivia?
Let's jump right in.
All right. Yeah. You go first.
Oh, okay. The idea of what is beautiful. Wow.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to reset. I'm going to do a control alt delete.
Yeah.
The idea of what is beautiful is always changing. At one time, for hundreds of years, this was considered sexy in Japan. Is it A, stained black teeth?
Ew.
Oh my. Maybe I should have censored this. I'll just cut that option out.
Okay.
C, we're skipping B. C, long nose hair. Oh my gosh, wait. I can't read any of these.
Okay, wait. So.
wait, forget it.
Wait, let me read it. Hold on.
Ah! I cannot read any of those.
Okay, the answer was stained black teeth for any of you that
holy
care.
Guacamole.
This is our discard pile.
Should we just read them with the correct answer instead of going through one by one? Just like, here's the question, and then the answer is X, Y, and Z.
I guess.
I could have just read that and been like, stained black teeth.
Okay.
No, not as fun? Okay.
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I mean,
you go this time.
I'm horrified.
Wow. That was really horrible.
That was a bad one to start on. Okay. Parents try to protect their kids and keep them safe, but which common food is responsible for 17% of choking deaths in children
every
year?
Hot dogs.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Hot dogs. The options were chicken nuggets, hot dogs, grapes, and goldfish. I would have said either hot dogs or grapes.
Yeah. My second option was grapes. Yeah. So gotta be grapes.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
You may think your kitchen is clean, but this place has more germs than your toilet. Is it A,
ew,
the faucet, B, the ice cube maker, C, inside the dishwasher, or D, the counters?
So this place has more germs
than your toilet.
What's A?
The faucet.
I'm terrified.
Would you like a hint?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to guess counters.
No. It's the ice cube maker. Think about it. Nobody ever cleans that.
But how does it get dirty then?
Well, I mean, can't germs get in there? It is open. Because you think about glasses going. So it's open to the ice
maker. Oh, I'm thinking about, like, mine's in my freezer. So I'm like, whatever gets. But okay.
Yeah.
Terrifying. According to a 2013 study, what percentage of people admitted to purposely swerving to hit an animal? That's terrifying. Okay, A, 3%, B, 6%, C, 10%, D, 22%.
I'm going to go with the idea that people are awful, so 22%.
It is C, 10%.
Okay,
which
that's,
is still,
that's better.
But still unacceptable.
That's really
If you go
sad.
Out of your way to hit an animal, you're a psychopath. So
I have another one that's about germs.
Okay.
Your favorite restaurant looks clean, but germs live on every surface. Which restaurant item has more germs and bacteria than the toilet in the men's room?
Oh, my word.
A, the bread basket. B, the check holder. C, the menu. Or D, the complimentary mints.
I feel like it's got to be either the check holder or the menu.
What's your vote?
Check holder.
Menu.
Oh, that's
which makes sense. You can feel it. They feel thick with grime.
You can just
disgusting.
Okay, I can't read this one, but
should I read it to myself?
Yes.
I knew that, unfortunately.
Ew.
Yeah.
Did you? But ew. Okay.
I don't.
I'm not gonna ask questions.
That's really disgusting.
Oh my word.
Wait, this should be kind of fun. I think this one's clean. I'm gonna read this while you read over that. Some of these are really just atrocious.
I mean, truly filthy.
If you were part of the moon landing in 1969 and you got stuck up there, NASA's plan for dealing with the situation was to A, send a rescue crew, which would take 3 months, B, shut off communication and let you die in silence, C, erase the entire mission from existence and pretend it didn't happen, or D, produce fake footage of a safe return home. You're going to hate the answer.
D.
It is B, shut off communication and let you die in silence.
You're joking.
That's what it says.
Animals.
You went all the way to the moon? Going to die up there alone. Bye. In silence. How terrifying and tragic. Won't be becoming an astronaut. Thanks.
Okay. 81% of surfaces in a hotel room have traces of this on them. A, fecal bacteria. B, blood. C, urine.
I'm going to say fecal bacteria.
Yeah. Ugh. That's 81%.
I don't understand.
How is there poop?
Or people just aren't, they're going to the bathroom, they're not washing their hands, and then they're touching stuff? Or they're not cleaning themselves thoroughly and what, laying around naked? Spreading it around?
Oh, you got skid marks everywhere?
Dingleberries?
Ew!
Oh no, this is sad. Okay. I love it. I'm just so sad. I'm going to read this one. South Americans are known for a dish named maybe Kai? Koi? Kwa? I'm not sure. I don't know how to pronounce it. But if you added a G, it'd be Guy. So Kai.
Okay.
Kai? Mm-hmm. Which is prepared by cooking this common pet. A, an iguana. B, a dog. C, a guinea pig. Or D, a ferret.
And this is what country?
It just says South America.
Oh, South America. Guinea pig.
Yes.
Oh my word.
That's guinea pig.
Oh.
Very sad.
That is very sad.
Ill.
If you are in this age group, you're most likely to experience a serious violent crime. A, 10 to 12. B, 13 to 16. C, 18 to 21. Or D, 15 to 18. Most likely to experience a serious violent crime.
Scary. Spooky, scary. 15 to 18?
No, it is C, 18 to 21.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of makes sense.
I guess that does make sense. You're old enough to drink now. 21.
Buy a gun.
Yes.
You know.
What was I thinking?
15.
A common torture technique back in the 1500s involved trapping live rats under a bowl on top of a person's stomach. And then, this is true. I read about this.
Huh.
A, tapping on the bowl so the rats go crazy. B, heating the bowl so the rats try to eat their way out. C, strapping the bowl down so the rats have to claw their way to freedom. Or D, smothering the rest of the body in cheese and then releasing the rats. I'm sorry.
I'm thinking the heat the bowl.
That's correct.
And then they eat their way.
Yeah. They'd eat the person alive. It's pretty awful.
Okay, that's fine. After kissing for just 10 seconds.
Am I never going to kiss my husband again after this?
Sick. You will pass along A, pieces of your dinner lodged in your teeth. B, 80 million microscopic bacteria. C, saliva from anyone you've kissed in the last month. That's stupid. Or D, cavities.
All of the above. Is that an option?
Ding, ding, ding. No, just kidding.
But I can't remember.
I don't want to make out with
anybody. One was food particles. One was what? I'm going to go with the bacteria.
Yeah. 80 million microscopic bacteria. That is the correct answer. 80 million for 10 seconds.
Ugh.
I have to read this one.
Is it funny?
I mean, it's disgusting, but.
Oh my goodness. I am definitely reading this because what?
Oh, it's your turn.
Oh. A Russian woman is the most prolific mother ever after giving birth to a total of 69 kids. Her husband eventually did this. A, left her and had 18 kids with another woman. B, sold some of the kids to pay the bills. C, realized not all of the kids were his and left her. Or D, had her institutionalized.
He for sure sold the kids.
No, thank goodness. Three.
I mean,
my gosh, he trafficked his own children.
I had to think of the worst option.
Although people probably do that and it's sick. The answer is A. He left her and had 18 more children with another woman.
18? after how many? How 6 to 7?
Possible. Oh, sets of twins and stuff probably
contribute. Who cares? That's too much.
Your body would be so wrecked. Just wrecked.
They would just be falling out at some point. I'm so sorry.
I mean, is that possible? It's a muscle. Which, I mean, you could really wear down a muscle, right? Yeah,
that's no elasticity in that one anymore. Ooh. Okay. A threadworm sounds tiny and relatively harmless, right? Wrong.
Do you know a what worm?
A threadworm.
Threadworm.
Do you know where these parasitic threadworms come from? A, out of a kid's butt. B, out of unwashed fruit. Literally gagging. C, out of your beloved pet. Or D, out of the human ear.
Your pet.
It's for sure the kid's butthole. I couldn't know myself. Pooping out threadworms.
Oh, wait, that's the answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how does the kid get them to begin with? To be pooping them out. See?
He probably ate that unmushed root. If a male dolphin gets overly friendly and starts pushing you toward the ocean floor, first of all, that's terrifying. There's a strong chance that the mammal is trying to A, show you other dead humans.
What?
B, protect you. C,
yeah.
That. Or D, drown you.
I'm just because it feels wrong, I'm going to say they're trying to protect you.
No, it's
trying to drown you?
No.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
I didn't read that all the way through, but show you other dead humans? That's just
the dolphins
morbid. Are
true crime.
Okay, I have.
You go. Okay, I think this is readable.
Okay.
Millions of products were invented for one reason, but ended up being used for something completely different. The most disturbing is the sweetener Splenda. What was its original use? A, a pesticide. B, rust remover. C, firework explosives. Or D, embalming fluid mix.
I really don't want it to be D, but I have a feeling it's D. No?
No, it's okay, not.
Okay, wait. My second guess. What was A?
Pesticide.
No.
Yes. Splenda originally was a pesticide.
And now people are just consuming it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Okay. Okay. That's fine. Kevin Cole, the world record holder for nose rockets, set the mark after shooting this food out of his snout to take home the gold. A, a strand of spaghetti. B, ooh, that would hurt. Oh, this would hurt worse. B, a paperclip.
Oh my gosh.
C, mashed potatoes. What am I talking about? This would all hurt. D, a frozen pea.
He shot this out of his nose?
He shot it out of his nose and set the world record. I wish that was the answer. No, a strand of spaghetti.
Just have you seen those people that can like suck the spaghetti up their nose and pull it out the back of their throat and they'll go like between?
Like a piece of floss.
Yeah, they'll floss the spaghetti between their nose and their throat.
Have you seen people like snort a corn? Kernel of corn and like move it to their tear duct.
Yes.
Oh, I can't. All right, go ahead.
Pregnant women are more than, I just added extra words. Pregnant women are more than 42% more likely to be involved in which type of accidents? A, falling and breaking bones. B, getting into car wrecks. C, choking. Or D, being badly burned.
Oh my. I want to, okay.
It's not anything special.
I'm going to go with the falling.
No.
No?
No.
That feel like that makes more sense.
Because of the center of gravity. But yeah. No, it's getting into car wrecks. It's like because you can't move around properly with a big belly.
Okay, maybe.
Potentially. Gets in the way.
Huh. So you can't like, okay.
Is it pregnancy brain a thing? Maybe what it is. You get like,
In an early Mickey Mouse cartoon, Minnie falls in love with someone else. Mickey reacts by A, trying funny ways to kill the guy. B, trying funny ways to kill himself. C, scoring with Daisy Duck. Or D, trying funny ways to kill Minnie.
Well, since Disney is known for like really morbid hidden stuff or just like blatant in your face, I'm going to say that It's one of the killing ones, but I can't remember killing.
So
killing the guy.
Killing the guy? No, it was B trying to kill himself.
Wow.
Disney, come on.
Come on, Disney. Disney's just been corrupting younger generations for a long time now. A man named Charles Osborne was the victim of this medical issue for 68 years. A, stress-induced hiccups. Okay, I can only read two of these answers, so you just get to pick between two.
Okay.
Or C, excessive body odor.
Hiccups.
That's correct.
Let me see the other two.
B is my favorite.
Oh, no. Wouldn't that be so painful?
Ew.
I know.
I'm screaming. Okay. Oh, no. Here's another Disney one. Ew. Which ride at Disneyland is the most popular place for guests to dump the ashes of their loved ones? A, Inside Haunted Mansion. She's never going to Disney with me. B, In the Water on It's a Small World. Literally my favorite ride. Not really. C, In the Dark of Space Mountain. Or D, Over the Side of Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Small World.
A, Inside Haunted Mansion.
I wanted it to be Small World because everybody.
Yeah.
According to research, women look their oldest on this specific day and time every week. Oh. A, Mondays at 2 p.m.
What?
B, Wednesdays at 3:30 p.m. C, Fridays at 10:15 a.m. Or D, Sundays at 9 a.m.
Here's my theory. I think it is Wednesday because mm-hmm. that's like the middle of the week and right? you're so exhausted.
Right?
Maybe.
That's correct.
Is it?
Okay. It is. Wednesday at 3:30. Mark it down. That's when you look your oldest, ladies.
Wow. Who, like, how, but how do you even study that? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
I'd love to know.
Yeah.
They just sit a bunch of women down at Wednesday at 3:30.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you, yeah, look
you look real tired.
If you've got to go number two in a public bathroom, this stall is typically the cleanest. A, the one closest to the bathroom entrance. B, the one in the middle. C, the one farthest from the door, since few people make it that far. Or D, they're all equally disgusting, so just do it.
I'm going with D.
It is A, the closest one to the bathroom entrance.
You know, when you first read that, I thought, surely, because every time I go in, I always, like, reject the first stall.
Me too.
It's too close to too many people.
I agree.
You know?
Which makes sense.
And I'm never going in there for a number two.
Right.
But I still even, like, no thank you.
Yeah.
Too many people.
I don't.
And, you know, this is 2021. Why are there cracks in the door?
I was going to say, I never picked that one because the space between the wall.
You can literally see somebody sitting on the toilet.
Yeah. Ew. We need more privacy. Come on, people.
To handle overcrowding, poor nutrition, or just plain boredom, cute and adorable ducklings will waste time by A, stealing food from the babies of other species. B, taking part. Oh, nope, not reading that.
Oh, okay.
C, purposefully kicking siblings out of the group. Or D, resorting to cannibalism and murdering other ducklings. You're not going to like it.
Is it D?
It's D, murderous little ducklings.
Oh, my Lanta.
My gosh.
Okay. Your dog gives you love, affection, and companionship. However, he's also likely to give you an infection that leads to A, the flu, B, the common cold, or C, chronic diarrhea.
A cold.
It is chronic diarrhea.
I knew it.
Which one?
I should have gone
problem?
With my gut.
So sorry.
I'm deceased. Human life is fleeting, but it could always be worse. Gee, credit.
Really?
Take dragonflies, for example. A dragonfly only lives for A, 24 hours, B, 24 days, C, 6 weeks, or D, 6 months.
I'm going to say 24 days.
It is 6 months.
Okay.
Short life.
That is a very short life.
Very.
That's boring and kind of.
Oh, wait, can I read this?
Yes, please do.
In 1871, an Ohio lawyer accidentally shot himself and died while demonstrating this in court.
Oh,
A,
no.
The incorrect way to load a gun. B, how a defendant could have hypothetically shot himself. C, how the safety on a gun works. Or D, how it's nearly impossible to shoot yourself.
It's got to be D.
It's B.
B?
While demonstrating how a defendant could have hypothetically shot himself.
And he killed
himself. I mean, that's so sad.
That is sad, but
oh my God.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Ugh. Okay.
Wait, this is unbelievable.
In 2006, a team of scientific researchers totally screwed up and accidentally killed Ming, the world's oldest clam. Ironically, they were trying to determine Ming's age.
Oh my gosh!
What?
That's so sad. That is and they it was believed that Ming was 500 years old.
And they killed him.
Yep.
Imagine being the one responsible.
Yeah.
Families buy roughly 500,000 of this kid's toy every year, and it ends up sending about 100,000 youngsters to the emergency room. A, bounce houses. B, inflatable pools. C, trampolines. Or D, rock climbing walls.
Bounce houses.
It is C, trampolines. Have you seen the video? Yes. I think it's like in a tornado or a hurricane, and it's just rolling down, and everybody's like running away from it. Yeah. Trampoline. If I was being chased by a trampoline, I would scream. Obviously. That was stupid. Never mind. I would just stand there and do nothing.
Okay. Oh, this is disgusting. You'll wish you never knew this. Next time you kill a mouse, don't toss it away. Do like the ancient Romans did and use crushed mouse brains for A, an antacid, B, a fever reducer, C, a toothpaste. A, toothpaste, it just says toothpaste. Or D, a contraception.
I'm terrified of the answer. I'm going to say toothpaste.
It's toothpaste.
Oh. Okay. Also, literally cannot. Okay. Let's do a few more.
Yeah.
A piece.
Just a few more.
Yeah.
To send you on your way with all this disgusting information.
I know. I'm very apologetic about this episode. I don't know what I thought was going to happen, but not this.
Look how thick this pile is that we can't
that
read.
That we can't read.
It's so thick. What is that? That's well over. That's an inch.
Oh, yeah. That's like 2 inches on it.
2 inches thick.
Of cards that are not appropriate for this podcast. Okay. What was the occupation listed on Al Capone's business card? Preacher, murderer, gun collector, or used furniture dealer?
Murderer. I'm going to say he was just straight real
about
it.
This is what I do. No, used furniture dealer.
Yeah.
Why is that hard to say? Just say that 5 times fast.
Used furniture dealer?
Yeah.
Used furniture dealer? Used furniture dealer? Used furniture dealer? Used furniture dealer? Used furniture dealer?
Oh. Okay. I really struggle with that one for no reason, apparently.
Here's a creepy insect fact. Chosen this specifically for Brie.
Oh, Jenna.
How long is the leg span of the Goliath bird eater spider? Is it A, like 9
you.
Inches,
I'm not your
B, 11, C, 13, or D, 16? Just the legs, mind you.
13?
No, it's only 11.
Okay.
Ugh! Oh! Just imagine that.
No!
11 inches crawling.
Oh, don't do that! Your nails! I'm not okay. Okay. Wow. The combination of an exclamation point and a question mark has a name.
Oh,
which I didn't
don't
even
we
know
use that a lot?
Oh, like side by side.
Yeah.
I thought it meant like one figure that was representative of both. And I was like, I've never seen this in my life.
Oh,
so literally like, okay.
Right. The combination.
Okay. Wait. I understand. Right? I understand now. Okay. It does have a name. It is called A, ocelot, B, interrobang, C, bumfuzzle, or D, borborig.
I want it to be bumfuzzle so bad.
I do too, but it's not. But the best.
But
the
I will be calling it that from now on.
It is an interrobang, which you're interrogating, asking a question, and
that's
it's a
true.
Bang.
An interrobang.
That's amazing.
That makes you feel bumfuzzled. See?
I love it.
I like it. In which activity?
I brought that back.
Oh, the I love it.
Yeah,
yes.
I forgot. Now I hate it again.
We just need merch that says that. I love it.
Yeah.
In which activity do you have the greatest chance of dying? A, a triathlon. B, running a marathon. C, driving 100 miles in a car. Or D, flying 1,000 miles in a commercial airplane in the United States specifically.
In the United States specifically?
I knew what the answer was without even having to look. Because I learned about it on TikTok.
Oh, okay. I was like, am I supposed to know this?
No.
C.
Mm-mm.
Is it D?
Mm-mm.
Is it
ARV? It's a triathlon because a triathlon is like 26 miles.
Right.
And the reason supposedly we continue to run them is in the honor of the guy that ran 26 miles and died.
Oh my word.
Something like that. I probably butchered that and it's probably not even true, but I like the idea.
None of these are true.
Right? Mm-hmm. We made all this up.
Okay. I am unfortunately not reading that one.
Okay. No. Can I read this?
Yeah.
If someone offers you a grilled cheese sandwich using Kasu Marzu cheese, you might want to think twice because this cheese is made from sheep's milk and A, flies, B, maggots, C, baby bird fetuses, or D, cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
I am unwell.
Immediately nauseated. Is it B?
It is, in fact.
No!
Milk and maggots. That's what it's made from.
And what's it called?
It is called Kasu Marzu. Or at least I might be mispronouncing that, but Kasu Marzu.
Oh, Jesus, help me. Okay. They say that the mind is the first thing to go, but it might start going away sooner than people realize. At what age does the brain start to deteriorate?
25.
A, 18. B, 25. C, 30. D, 47.
I still feel like it's 25.
It's 30.
You know, I was going to say 30 because, like, in honor of being 30 now, yeah. But I can feel my brain deteriorating as we speak.
As we play this game. This is why.
No, I'm not reading that just because it's disgusting. It makes me feel sick.
Okay. Wait, now I want to see it. Ew! Yeah, that's not inappropriate. That's just disgusting. Okay, now.
Oh, sorry. This triggered my gag reflex.
I know. Read it.
I don't think I can make it through.
You got it.
Survival tip. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. If you find.
if 10 you, hours if, later.
If you find yourself stuck in a jungle without food, you could survive by eating this. I'm not kidding. My gag reflex is so triggered. I can do this. I can do this. A, snot.
I'm so sorry. That's disgusting.
B, your own fecal matter. C, body hair. Or D, scabs.
I don't want to know. It can't be B because you would get like a...
She's literally gagging about the puke. What is it?
Your own scabs.
Oh my god!
I'm crying now.
That's disgusting.
Better hope you got some scabs on you if you're gonna get stuck in the jungle.
That's disgusting.
Okay. Anyway.
More ASMR.
Okay. A. Oh. Just jump straight to the answer.
B.
I'm so flustered. I'm sorry.
That was disgusting. Okay. Oh the gosh. Largest bill to go into circulation in the U.S. did so in 1945. The value of the bill was A, $5,000, B, $10,000, C, $25,000, or D, $50,000. The largest bill. $5, $10, $25, $50.
What's the question?
What's the question? The largest bill to go in circulation in the U.S. did so in 1945. What was its value?
I don't know.
A, B, C, or D?
C.
No, B. $10,000.
$10,000.
A $10,000 bill?
All I heard was 10. I was like, I know it's not a $10 bill.
Sorry.
You might be getting swollen in the gym, but you'll never be stronger than your own hair. A head of human hair is strong enough to lift A,
no,
45 pounds, B, 23 pounds. I know. C, a ton or one ton. Forgive me. One ton.
Wow.
Well, you really exaggerated the country thing, and I just ran with it.
A ton.
One ton. Or D, 13 tons.
What's A?
45 pounds.
And what's B? 23 pounds.
It's got to be the least. It's 23 pounds.
Now, remember, it's a head of human hair, not a single.
Yeah, I don't care.
Obviously. Can you imagine a single human hair?
23.
It's D, 13 tons. I don't believe that for a second. You can snap a hair so easily, right? Like, I don't think. Although, if they're all together.
Wouldn't that just pull your scalp off?
No, I think the hair is detached. Free.
I just imagine somebody like pulling.
I'm screaming.
I still don't believe that. That's bull. Mm-mm. Bull malarkey.
That's bullogana.
Okay.
Oh. Laughter is the best medicine, but laughing too hard could kill you. Which of these fatal... Not me laughing super hard all the time. Which of these fatal results can be brought on by chuckling too hard? A, galactic...
What?
Wait, we're going interstellar!
We're going to the moon. Not galactic. It's... Okay. Gelastic seizures. Seizures. Excuse me. B, choking. C, asthma attack. Or D, all of the above.
I feel like it could trigger all of it.
Yes. Especially...
All at once.
That's what kills you, right? Galactic seizure. Okay, one more piece. Do we have time? Okay. Yeah, one more piece.
The crunch in your peanut butter might be more than peanuts.
Absolutely.
The FDA allows one of these per 100 grams of peanut butter in your jar. A, fingernails. B, rodent hair. C, human fecal matter.
And you're not getting it.
Which is obviously not, where would that even be coming from?
Yeah.
Or D, sawdust.
Is it fingernails?
Oh, it's worse. It's rodent hair.
No, it's not.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. That's rat hair.
But I really like peanut butter.
You know, peanut butter's great.
Not when there's rat hair.
I can only eat Jif for some reason, or I get very sick. It's all rodent hairs. Yeah.
Okay, last one. If you're thinking about climbing Mount Everest, you can use these landmarks as a guide.
Oh no, I know where this is going.
A, dead bodies of the failed climbers. B, lost boots. C, Sherpas paid to wait for people. Why did I think Sherpa was a jacket?
Well, because you can get a jacket with Sherpa on it.
Oh, okay. That's
why. Probably why.
I was like, Sherpa sounds off. Like, yeah. Or D, random piles of poop from other
No, it's definitely the dead bodies.
It is. And that's really,
it's really sad, but it's true.
I apologize for choosing that one as my last one.
Wow. Should I read one more?
Yeah,
or
go ahead.
Should we just leave it at that?
Leave it at the dead bodies. No, that's... it's up to you.
If you, ew.
I wish y'all could see this pile.
Okay, we'll read this one. This is very upsetting. Sleep tight. In just over 2 years, what percentage of a pillow's weight is made up of dead dust mites and their droppings?
Jennifer.
Is it A, 4%, B, 15%, C, 22%, or D, 33%?
22%?
It's 33%. This is why you should wash your pillows.
I'm sorry. If you're one of those people that has brown, stained, yellow pillows, I have seen people.
Mm-mm.
I saw somebody. I almost tagged you in it.
Yeah.
They posted a TikTok, and they were just, like, minding their business. It was, like a talking one. Like,
yeah.
Not about their pillows. But it's on her bed behind her, and it's just brown. Or, like, those people who, like, soak their pillows in their bathtub, and it just...
Yeah. That's really gross.
That's unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable.
Oh, my goodness.
Buy a new one. Like, don't even wash it. Just throw it away.
Yeah, just throw it in the garbage at that point and buy a brand new one.
Oh. Right. Okay.
You thought it was a time?
Yep. And I was concerned.
That's right, because you keep military time on your phone.
And yeah. I was like, okay. I don't know how I've been here that long, but okay. Wow.
Well, you know, that was educating.
Was
sort
it?
Sort of. Wait, I'm sorry. Excuse me. That was educational.
Oh.
Yeah, I did not say that correctly.
That was educating.
Apparently, I am not educated at all. That was educational, albeit a little gross.
And scarring emotionally, mentally. All the ways, all the things.
Yeah. Great purchase.
Yeah. $20 down the toilet.
No, you know what's fun? That game we played before your or after your sister's wedding.
Your sister, like, I don't know her, after Ashley's wedding.
What is it called?
Who's most likely but to? It,
yes, that is that so much fun. That was a fun one. I wanted to get the burrito card because I was going to hurl myself on the bed and roll myself up into the comforter. I had it all planned, but I didn't get that one.
Oh, man.
I did win the game, just so everybody knows.
She did.
Fully committed.
Oh, yeah, she fully committed. That one's a really fun one. You know, well, they would have to, like, watch us play that one. So that would
Yeah, be, you can't.
Yeah, you can't just.
Yeah. Without the visuals, it's not funny at all, but. Yeah. That it's really hard. You have to play it with people you're close to.
We need to. Oh yeah, because you have to be comfortable acting a fool.
Like, I had to pretend I was a dog. Remember?
And you did an amazing
job. Well, the thing is, everybody.
Yeah.
It's set up kind of like apples to apples or like Cards Against Humanity, where there's a judge.
Yeah.
And then they pick. So instead of cards, you submit your own actions. Like, you have to act out what the card says, and then the judge picks
whoever
does it best.
Yeah.
So it's like charades and Cards Against Humanity thrown together, sort of.
Yeah.
Except not dirty.
Right. What was I going to... Oh, we need to do, like, a live thing.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
us in the five.
Us in the five. Just like Jason
Chelsea.
Did you
know how fun that would be, though?
It would be really fun.
Yeah.
So, our favorite podcasters, JC and Chelsea, with the What We Said... Wait.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, what... Why was... Okay. Anyway. I felt like I said our own name, and that was wrong.
No.
Anyway. What We Said is an amazing podcast, and they do, like, these little live virtual events.
Super fun. Even Cole joined the last
one. Yeah.
He was totally into it.
And they, like, answer Q&A, and they do, like, trivia sometimes, and, like, this year for the fall when they painted pumpkins and just, like, answer questions and stuff. But it's super cute and super fun, and I feel like we should do it. That would be fun.
Yeah, it would be.
Just something in the future.
Mm-hmm. That's all she wrote.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all we have for you.
That was
per huge.
Per huge.
Things took a turn.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it always happens.
Keeps it lively.
Keeps you guessing. And as usual, we apologize. And on that note.
Let's go for it. It's over now. No. I love that. On that note, just done. Just out. Just peace out.
Okay, bye.
Okay, wait.
I was literally going to end it.
No. We love you guys, as always. If you stuck it out, thanks for being here. Hope you cringed with us, laughed with us, all the good things. And on that note,
see you next time.